Welcome to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with Rebecca Hall Greider. In our program each week, we provide the tools, ideas, and encouragement to help you move ahead on your journey, becoming a more powerful and impactful woman in your own life. Now here's your host, Rebecca Hall Greider.
Welcome, everyone. I hope that you're having an amazing day. Honored to be connecting in with you. And this March, we've been talking about springing forward. How do we keep that forward momentum going powerfully and purposely? And today, we're going to focus in on how to move forward with purpose. Purpose is so core to my heart and spirit, and I believe the more we can align who we are, the more we will be living our purpose. If we can truly tap into our gifts, our talents, the way we're uniquely wired, that is a gift to ourselves and a gift to others, because no one else is made just like you. And I believe you've been made this way on purpose and by design, and it is a gift to those of you around us. So I'm very excited to have our guests here today to come together and really share their wisdom, their insight, their experience to help us move forward in powerful, energized, positive, and purposeful ways. In order for us to get the most out of today, here are some of my tips. Take a deep breath. In through the nose, all the way to your toes. Wiggle your toes. Make sure oxygen's getting in there. Breathe out. As you're slowing down, mindfully, purposely breathing, bringing that beautiful oxygen in, I want you to think about and imagine you're bringing in all this beautiful support. And when you breathe out, you're releasing all that no longer serves, creating room and space for more. This slowing down, this mindfulness, this breathing lowers our cortisol levels, which helps us be more present, have clearer thinking, be more peaceful, less stressed. So as you breathe, take this moment for you. I'm going to encourage you to release all those distractions, those things pulling at you, the multitasking. Choose to be fully present. Choose to receive everything that is here for you today. In fact, close your eyes. So you take another beautiful breath. You're absolutely safe. Put both hands on your heart and feel that heartbeat. I want you to picture your heart whispering to you how much it loves you, how supported you are, how wondrously you are made. And in between each of those beats, whispering those messages to you, what else is it sharing with you? What else will encourage you, empower you, support you? In fact, what do you need today, real time, to help you on your journey? To help you move forward with purpose? What do you need, real time? And see what the answer is. What do you need and are willing to receive? Because you have choice. What do you need and are willing to receive? Beautiful. Let's take that information in. Take another beautiful deep breath. Come back into the room, fully present. And take a moment and write down what was laid on your heart. Let's get it out of swirling around inside of you and write it down. Start to co-create, identify, have clarity what it is that you need that will help you move forward with purpose. And then be leaning in with anticipation and excitement, with ears to hear, hearts to receive, eyes open, fully present, and waiting to receive information, insight, downloads that can help support you on your journey In fact, be looking for an unexpected way, a different perspective that can help you move forward those things that matter most to you. Beautiful. Let's go around the virtual room here, and I'd love to start with Kay. Kay, what was laid on your heart when you took a moment to stop, pause, and listen?
I love interesting things. I think I just felt warmth. I think I'm thinking of spring. I'm thinking of sunshine and excitement at the same time to be sharing just what's been in my heart through my book. So just all of those things together.
What a lovely mix. I love that.
Yeah.
Warmth and excitement and anticipation and all of that. And I'm even picturing the seeds being planted to grow with all that you're bringing forward. I love it.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
And Mary, how about you? What was laid on your heart?
Well, I was really thinking, oh goodness, I love this so much, because this is something I share a lot with the women that I work with, just being in your body. And for me, what I needed was making sure that I was keeping my mind clear, my thoughts clear, really focusing on what I was feeling in my body, and that is going to help me remember my message, and that is my why. Today. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm doing this. That's the most important thing to come out of this, is that I'm able to clearly communicate my message. And so it just really put me in touch with that and with what's important.
Mm, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. I so appreciate that, and really allowing and just trusting that clarity and being fully present in our body, because our mind can race a million miles a minute and take us all kinds of directions.
Yes.
But really slowing down, being present, having that clarity for clear thoughts, trusting that what needs to come forward well is so powerful. Wonderful reminder for all of us. Thank you. And listeners, I'm curious about you. What was laid on your heart in between those beats as you leaned in to see what you need today to help you move forward with purpose? As we get ready to go to our first commercial break, I invite you to stay present. Really listen to what is bubbling up. See how what Kay and Mary have shared has added to what you felt and experienced as you slowed down to listen. And we'll continue our conversation in just 2 minutes.
Follow Voice America at facebook.com/Voice America for juicy updates from your favorite radio shows and podcasts.
Announcing a powerful new TV channel featuring programs designed to enhance and transform your life. Make powerful connections one program at a time. And by doing so, we can bring transformation to the world. Tune in each week to Empowered Connections TV as we add new programs to help you make empowered connections of your own. Visit EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. That's EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. And make the most of an incredible life transformation.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts.
Rebecca Hall Greider's Speaker Talent Search is looking for speakers wanting to get on more stages. With just one audition, you could open the doors to hundreds of speaking opportunities, reach more people, and expand your impact. Finalists get to audition live in front of leaders looking to fill all kinds of speaking opportunities. Apply now at SpeakerTalentSearch.com. That's SpeakerTalentSearch.com. We look forward to hearing your message.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with your host, Rebecca Hall Greider. If you have a question or comment for Rebecca or her guest, we'd love to hear from you.
Please call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141.
You may also send an email to Rebecca at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Now back to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed those 2 minutes and that opportunity to just slow down and listen. Breathe, be, and see. What is it that you need that will encourage you, empower you, and help you move forward with purpose? I'm excited to introduce our next guest, and one of the things I love about our next guest is her wisdom, insight, and passion to really help you be empowered and energized and feeling fully in alignment with who you are. I know you're going to enjoy meeting her. So Mary Straczynski is a writer, a sought-after speaker, award-winning certified coach, and licensed clinician that specializes in helping women overcome burnout and imposter syndrome. She has 30 years experience and certification in EMDR and EFT, frequently referred to as tapping, and she has helped hundreds of women create and be empowered and energized. In fact, she's the creator of the Exhausted to Energized and Empowered program and is absolutely passionate about empowering and energizing you. Please lean in. Warmly welcome the powerful and energized Mary Straczynski. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You are very, very welcome. I'm thrilled to have you joining us, and it's just perfectly timed for what we're focusing on in March. So I love how that lined up. And I wanted to start with why. Why is this work of helping people in this way, particularly women, so important to you?
You had mentioned that I'm a licensed clinician, and I actually have specialization in trauma. And so when I left corporate, which I'll come to in a minute, but when I left corporate, I went back to private practice, and I just kept seeing women come in every day that were exhausted and depleted and unfortunately had already started impacting their health. And I just thought to myself, I have to do something about this. I have to let women know that it doesn't have to be this way. And I left corporate because I had my own story of burnout, at one point actually losing the vision in my left eye, temporarily, fortunately, but they thought it was multiple sclerosis, and it ended up being an inflamed nerve in my brain, all due to stress.
Mm. Wow.
It's a very serious issue. Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing. I feel like people are starting to be more and more aware of the impacts of stress and taking it a little bit more seriously than I think in previous times. And I know when I was in corporate, it was almost a badge of honor to share how little sleep I'd gotten and how much I was doing and how tired I was instead of shifting to really being energized and empowered. Like, that was something to be leaning into. And it sounds like you even faced your own impact. And I'm so glad that it wasn't what you had feared it would be, that it was something, an inflamed nerve that you were able to recover from. But I'm curious to see what you're seeing as you go out in there in the world about people's perspectives on stress and realizing how serious it is.
I think you're right. I do think that there is more awareness, but I still don't think it's anywhere near enough. And I also think that women need more support. Because what I told myself and what I hear a lot of other women say is, oh, then it means that there's something that I'm doing wrong.
Mm.
And oftentimes the response is, if I could just manage my time differently, if I could just work harder. I mean, we go the opposite direction. I just need to work harder and then it will be better. And so we put this on ourselves. We don't share a lot of times with others, and we feel very responsible for others.
Mm.
And that was something I had to do for myself, was I believe it or not, that was not the sign that had me leave. I had to suffer a bit more before getting the message. And I had to ask myself, regardless of what my external circumstances are, what was going on internally within me that I didn't value myself more, that I felt like I could either ask for a change or make a change, and prioritizing myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think women need to be educated about what might be going on internally for them, but I also think getting a lot more support. There's still a lot of encouragement to hustle. And like you said, getting the compliment that, oh my gosh, you can do so much.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it all? Like you said, we wear it like a badge, but it's not healthy for us.
Exactly, exactly. And so for those of us who are just feeling burned out and tired, it can feel, you know, like you said, one more thing to do, we need to do more, manage our time differently. We start to go down that path trying to do hard work harder, do more, instead of finding ways to support ourselves more. So if we're feeling that pressure and we do want more energy and vitality, and that we're excited and feeling empowered, what's a step that we can take to move from exhausted and feeling burnt out and even questioning ourselves, that imposter syndrome? Where's a place we can start to shift that?
Well, I think that there's a myth still that it's about the hours that we are working. And I work with many women that are burnt out that don't even work, because it's really more about the level of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion that we have.
Mm.
So you can have that even if you're not in a formal job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other myth is that it's about what is on our plate. And while that might be some of it, I know many people, a doctor, for example, who might work numerous hours, and they're not burnt out. So it really has more to do with, and I love that you use this word, that alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we're doing during our time something that is in alignment with our values and with our dreams? Sometimes women, we don't even remember what we wanted anymore. And so it's about being in alignment with our values, remembering what is your North Star. If you feel like you're doing that, then many people can have a lot of energy and excitement, motivation, and put in those hours and be just fine.
Mm.
So it really is looking at that and then looking at other things that take up actually a lot more of our energy, such as like perfectionism and procrastination and people pleasing.
Ah, so let me, I love all that you're touching on here. It's exciting to me. So my energy is going up. And a question I have, so this is really busting some myths, shifting some of our perspective of how we look at things. And do you have an exercise or a question that we can ask ourselves or something to help us take a step to align more with ourselves, to tap into a deeper purpose, to maybe remember what we used to love? Do you have a suggestion on where we can start with that?
Well, I think your exercise today was excellent, because part of the issue is our brain, which is, it's trying to protect us 24/7, which is a good thing, but sometimes that can hold us back. We get really caught up in our thoughts. And a lot of times when it's our thoughts, then that's when our limiting beliefs come up. We hear the voice of perhaps our parents. We tend to should ourselves. I should do this. My dream should be that. Versus really paying attention to what it is that we want. And one of the best ways to do that is to really get in touch with, what am I feeling in my body? What emotions, what energy is coming up? And then being able to identify that and then thinking, what is this telling me that I need? That can help people get in the direction of what they really want versus listening to the thoughts, because those are more likely to be shoulds. And that's somebody else's voice. It's not ours.
I love that distinction. So be aware when you start saying should to yourself and others, probably not the most aligned. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you for that tip and guidance on really listening to our feelings more and being able to discover how we feel about things, not just what we think or think we should think about things, because that can be a slippery slope. And then you touched on the perfectionism, and I feel like that can also tie into overwhelm and procrastination. So if we are feeling, as we tap into our feelings, we are starting to feel some of those things, what advice do you have for us to help us either process through or shift into a more empowered space?
Yeah, so I have something called the 5-minute miracle technique, but it really is about, if it's procrastination, then it's, you know, telling yourself you're going to do something for just 5 minutes, for example, because our brain likes easy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what is underneath perfectionism and procrastination, it's definitely not laziness. And I know that's what people think sometimes, but most often it is the feeling. And typically it's a feeling of fear. And so when we're able to get in touch with that energy, then we're able to identify that that's what is really behind it. And once we have that awareness, that's when we can begin to start changing it. And you know, our society, we're not very good about getting in touch with our emotions. You know, there's a lot of women that are still, you know, I don't feel well. I'm not doing well physically. And what do? We just shove that down. We got to keep going. There's things we have to do. So we're very good at not paying attention to our feelings and the physical signs. Or, you know, something happened along the lines when we were growing up. We got a message that it's not safe to feel our feelings. It's not safe to express the feelings. And so that's a big part of it, is I'm really saying the opposite of what I think a lot of people have heard.
Thank you for sharing. So I love that fear can be underneath that. Taking the approach of, I'm just going to work on this 5 minutes. It's a little less scary. It's a little easier for the brain to manage, but also really honoring the feelings and emotions that are coming up and hearing them. I know there have been times when I have been stuck or afraid, and my tendency had been to don't do it because it's scary, or run away or hide, or don't feel that, shove it away. But when I got curious and I thought, well, what am I afraid of? And I leaned in. A lot of times it was just me heading or going somewhere I hadn't been before. So I was protecting myself. And when I leaned in to the fear, to explore, to listen, to feel, it melted away. I'm curious, has that been your experience with people as they discover fear is something that they're struggling with?
Absolutely. And you know, when I work with somebody, we talk about the fact that if we could stop labeling feelings as negative or positive, would seem a lot less scary. It is really about, just as if we had a headache, you know, we might say, oh, I need to drink some water. I need to take some Motrin. I need more rest. We listen to those physical signs, and that's really what emotions are. It's also your body's way of trying to let you know that you need something. So I love that you use the word curious. You know, instead of labeling it or being hard on ourselves for having the emotion, we can create a lot more change if we can just get curious about it and look at, what is this trying to tell me? Because that's really what it is. It's a warning system for us. What shift do I need to make?
Wonderful.
And again, I think getting support. You know, when you know, research shows that if you ask somebody, first of all, you make the decision, then you commit to somebody else what you're going to work on. And then if you're able to ask somebody to help you be accountable, and so maybe it's around that issue of procrastination, you are more likely to be 95% successful when you have an accountability partner.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. And what a powerful reminder that this isn't a solo journey. We don't need to do it on our own. We can bring in support, and that can help us be more successful in the things we're looking to move forward. Mary, thank you so much for your wisdom, your insight, and your experience, and all the rich information and support you gave us today.
Well, like I said, thank you for allowing me to share my message. I really appreciate that. And I think if I want anyone to take away anything, it is, if they're feeling burnt out and depleted, to really take a look at what is going on within them, because so often it goes back to the issue of self-worth. Why are we not prioritizing ourselves?
Wonderful takeaway. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Listeners, we are getting ready to go to our next commercial break. And as we do that, these 2 minutes are for you. It's an opportunity to really take in and process some of what Mary has shared with us. And I want to encourage you to perhaps pause and see how you feel, what you feel in response. And we'll continue our conversation in just 2 minutes.
A little birdie told me Voice America is on X. Follow us at Voice America TRN.
Rebecca Hall Greider's Speaker Talent Search is looking for speakers wanting to get on more stages. With just one audition, you could open the doors to hundreds of speaking opportunities, reach more people, and expand your impact. Finalists get to audition live in front of leaders looking to fill all kinds of speaking opportunities. Apply now at speakertalentsearch.com. That's speakertalentsearch.com. We look forward to hearing your message.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts.
Announcing a powerful new TV channel featuring programs designed to enhance and transform your life. Make powerful connections one program at a time. And by doing so, we can bring transformation to the world. Tune in each week to Empowered Connections TV as we add new programs to help you make empowered connections of your own. Visit EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. That's EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. And make the most of an incredible life transformation.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with your host, Rebecca Hall Greider. If you have a question or comment for Rebecca or her guest, we'd love to hear from you.
please call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to Rebecca at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Now back to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed those 2 minutes and really took an opportunity to discover, feel into what you're feeling, and that was insightful and supportive of you. Now, we are excited to bring our next guest aboard, and she has a book that's going to be coming out. She's going to share a little bit about that, and I know you are going to love her heart and her energy and her passion for helping teens live powerful and positive and happy and healthy lives, no matter what, that they can do hard things. So let me introduce Kay Bush. She is an author, a school counselor, youth mental first aid instructor, founder of the You Can Do Hard Things Project. She has over 40 years of experience with an educational background in psychology, child family development, and school counseling. She has been supporting teens and children in hospitals, support groups, educational settings, and I feel like she's also a real advocate for teens to support, empower, and encourage them. And she is passionate about helping teens get through hard things and create happy, healthy, and successful lives. Please lean in. Warmly welcome the powerful, dynamic, and empowering Kay Bush to the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Thrilled to have you joining us today. And I love that you have such an amazing heart for teens. And I was curious why this work of helping teens in particular is something that is so personally important to you.
It kind of popped for me as in my early years of my education and my early careers that this just felt like a fit of where I could make a difference and where I just have always been very energized to be around young people, and it just felt like a space to support young people. And I've done it for so many years. I think at some point I realized this is it. This is my purpose, and this is where I need to give, and this is where I need to serve. So I think this is where I've ended up, and I've loved every moment of it.
I love that, and to have recognized and know your calling and be in alignment with it so early on and to serve in that space so many years is wonderful and such a gift to all those lives and hearts and families that you've been able to work with and stand behind and touch. And I know you have felt led to bring a book forward, and I'd love for you to share the title of the book and why it became important to bring a book forward to support and help teens and families.
Yes, let me share. The name of the book is You Can Do Hard Things, Life Tools for Teens. And why this book became a strong purpose for me, that this was something I needed to put together, is I've spent a lot of years witnessing and listening to teens, listening to struggles in their lives, and lots of hard stories, very hard stories that were often out of their control, whether it was illness or terminal illness, mental illness, trauma, neglect, abuse, poverty, death of a loved one, parent divorce, learning challenges, or just growing up as a teenager in our world today. I've listened to a lot of stories, and I've sat in these spaces with teens, and I've listened to the very hard things where a teen says, I give up and I quit. And with encouragement and staying in that space with them, I've also had the amazing experience to be able to listen to a young person start to say, I think I'll keep trying. and I think I'll try again. And maybe I can think of some ideas to maybe manage whatever that hard situation is a little bit better. And because of that amazing space, I've been able to witness that. I hold all of those stories in my heart, but I have just felt very, very driven to how can other teens know that there are other teens going through hard things, and how can this be shared with others that there are ways to get through hard situations. So kind of simply said, this is why I have felt this purpose to put this book together and this message to convey that I do believe all teens can get through hard things.
Thank you for sharing. I had the privilege and honor of reading an advanced copy of this book and found my heart moved and my spirit encouraged. And I am well beyond my teen years, and I would have loved this book in my teen years too. And so I think what you've created is so encouraging, so powerful, but also very real in what you share and bring forward. And you've even added in some photos to highlight or to impact. I'd love you to share a little bit about the pictures you chose.
Oh, the pictures mean a lot to me, and they can be very inspiring to me. So through the years, I've collected a lot of different photos. I also many photos that I've taken that are of paths or trails or roads, and they are something to look at and see this keeps going and life keeps going. And I guess I just align that with a lot of meaning that in color and so many varied photos and pictures of life that there's always a direction to go. There's always somewhere to go further. So yes, the book has many of my photos, many photos of paths and traveling along life paths. So I
Thank
hope
you.
That to be moving and inspirational for anybody.
I love it. And some of the stories that you share in it from the teen's perspective on their journey, they deeply moved me. And there were moments where I felt emotions. So Mary will be proud of feelings and emotions that came up that it touched on, and I cheered them on, and I felt cheered on. So I love that you were willing to share some of these rich, beautiful stories that were in your heart to empower others and especially support our amazing teens as they navigate forward in the journey. And I'd love for you to share what the cover looks like and when it'll be released so that people can put that on their calendar and be looking for it.
The cover of the book is a very bold statement that says you can do hard things. And this is a statement that I've said so many times, and with always the response back from a teen who says, "I got this. I can do hard things, and yes, I can do this." So that became the statement of the in the cover of the book is "You can do hard things," and I think that's just a very empowering. I've heard from many adults who feel like that empowers them as well when they say that to themselves, "As you've got this." The book will be released on May 1st. It's the launch day. And I think it's just a perfect time of year. I think it's just a perfect, it's meant to be right now, I think. And I think I'm very excited to get this message out to teens and any parents and adults who work with teens or just anyone who has teens in their life. I think the book will offer lots of ideas and hopefully inspiration for all teens.
Thank you. I appreciate you sharing, and I'm looking forward to that launch date. I encourage everyone to put that on the calendar, May 1st. So easy date to remember. There'll be a special rate that first 24 to 48 hours. So we love to let you know about that. But that's why in particular, you want to mark that date on the calendar. We'll be posting and sharing out and supporting this book coming forward. And I love that it can serve so many people who have teens in their lives, are a teen. And I think anyone who has ever been a teen will be empowered and encouraged by this book as well. So I just want to add that I found it so encouraging and empowering. And we're honored to support you in sharing it and bringing it out. And I feel like, wow, if we can remember that we can do hard things too, that will help us move forward in empowered ways. And there's a story that is kind of sticking in my heart from the book about the individual who took a picture of the plaque in your office. Do you mind sharing just in a few sentences? I know I want to do justice to the story, but just a quick summary of what that statement meant to that individual.
Yeah, just a brief story, brief summary of a student who came to my school counseling office often as she struggled with a lot of challenges through her high school years. And she came a week after she graduated. She finally graduated. We finally got her to graduation, and she finally got herself to graduation, I should say. I was just a person who listened and helped her with plans. But it was that week after graduation when she came back to see me and sat in my office, and she kept looking across on a bookshelf that had this little sculpture that says, "Never, never, never give up." And she kept looking across at it, and knowing this was the last time we would likely sit together in my office after so many times, she asked me if she could take a picture of it. And I, you know, this was something that had sat on my shelf for years, and I honestly kind of looked past it so many times. But she looked at it, and she said, "I need to keep that picture with me because that's something I looked at so many times, and it's helped me. And it's helped me get through all of what I've needed to do." So, and it's reminded her to never, never, never give up. And it just, that, I'm going to cry right now as I even tell the story. It just was very impactful to hear how she got herself to getting to graduation. So,
and how those messages and things, you know, sometimes we can become part of our environment, yet can serve so deeply and powerfully, and that was something that she clung to and really helped her. And I get emotional too, because in the book, you'll get to learn a little bit of her story and to come to that moment where she was able to come back and take that picture and share what it had meant to her was really powerful. And it just stuck in my heart in a deep way and a powerful way. And it's a great reminder for all of us to never, never, never give up. Oh, thank you for sharing. And I also, while I have you and your amazing expertise in this area, do you have a tip or a way or a piece of advice for any family listening out there? It's not May 1st yet. They can't get your book yet. But is there a tip or something they can do to help them start to create a successful life path?
For, you said for a family or for a teen?
A teen in particular.
Right. Okay. You know, the first tool that always has to show up first is courage, and encouraging the teen, you know, to identify what courage means to them and to what, how that needs to apply to their life. It comes with needing great support and great safety around them, and feeling that they can start to think about And as Mary shared in her segment of being, that fear and just being afraid to maybe push a little more out of your comfort zone and push a little more to try something new, but it starts with courage. Mm-hmm. So that's the first tool, and starting with courage and how that needs to be customized to each team's life. But that's where it starts, and mm-hmm. writing that down and deciding how that might show up and is a great place to start.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate that. And I know that your book holds so many tools and tips to support us on our pathways, and particularly the teens in our life and those upcoming generations. And I just celebrate the work that you do, honor it, and know that this book will support and touch many lives. And listeners, my ask is that you watch for that May 1st date and really look at getting a copy of this and sharing it out. This is a way we can really support our teens, and we can really help lift them up and encourage them on a path that is going to lead to great things for them and for all future generations. So I just really hope that you watch for that and help us get the word out. There will be a special rate that first 24 hours to possibly 48 of $2.99. And we're really trying to make it as accessible as possible to reach as many hearts and lives that we can together take a stand for our teens. So thank you, Gay, for all that you do. And we are getting ready to go to our next commercial break. And as we do that, listeners, I want you to remember, you can do hard things. Take a moment to really feel into where your heart and spirit has been touched and what you are going to do as a result of that. And we'll continue our conversation in just 2 minutes.
Voice America is on your favorite smart speaker. If you have Alexa or Google Home, go ahead and give us a try.
Hey Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast on TuneIn.
Announcing a powerful new TV channel featuring programs designed to enhance and transform your life. Make powerful connections one program at a time. And by doing so, we can bring transformation to the world. Tune in each week to Empowered Connections TV as we add new programs to help you make empowered connections of your own. Visit EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. That's EmpoweredConnectionsTV.com. And make the most of an incredible life transformation.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Rebecca Hall Greider's Speaker Talent Search is looking for speakers wanting to get on more stages. With just one audition, you could open the doors to hundreds of speaking opportunities, reach more people, and expand your impact. Finalists get to audition live in front of leaders looking to fill all kinds of speaking opportunities. Apply now at SpeakerTalentSearch.com. That's SpeakerTalentSearch.com. We look forward to hearing your message.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives with your host, Rebecca Hall Greider. If you have a question or comment for Rebecca or her guest, we'd love to hear from you. Please call into the program at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to Rebecca at yourpurposedrivenpractice.com. Now back to Empowering Women, Transforming Lives.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you have enjoyed those 2 minutes and our time together. I want to invite you to look back at the beginning of our conversation and see what was laid on your heart, that you needed to encourage, empower, and support you to move forward with purpose. And see, as you reflect on all that has been shared, perhaps things that have bubbled up within you, and really see how those things are coming to alignment to encourage, empower, and support you. I invite you at the end of the show to take a couple of minutes just for you. Don't just rush back out into the day, but take a moment to really breathe in everything that serves and be who you want to be as a result of what you are bringing into you, what you're receiving, and then choose how you step and navigate forward. I'm going to have our amazing guests share their contact information. And this is by design, on purpose, because I want you to be able to connect with them. I want you to be able to go deeper and really have that connection with those people that are in support of you. Because remember, life is not a solo journey. So allow that support, allow that connection in. With that, Mary, I'd love for you to start. What's the best way for us to connect and go deeper?
Well, people can definitely find me on social media, on LinkedIn and Facebook under my name, Mary Straczynski, or they can also find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram under Stars Coaching. And I love to hear from people, so if they wanted to email me at Mary S, as in Sam, Mary S at StarCityCoaching.com, or visit my website, StarCityCoaching.com.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Mary. And Kay, I'd love for you to share, what is the best way for people to connect, go deeper? If there's a way to get on your waiting list, any of that information would be amazing.
Yes. You know, my website is probably the simplest and most direct way to reach me. The website is youcandohardthings.today. And that's also a place where there is a place right on the front page to add your email or to submit your email to my wait list to receive the link on launch day. But on that website, it has an email address to reach out. And I would love to keep a conversation going on any of these topics around supporting teens. And as well, you'll see my Instagram and Facebook that are all connected with the website, and then LinkedIn and X are under M.K. Bush. So, but the website pretty much has it all. So it's
perfect.
A good place to go there first.
And do you mind giving the website one more time?
You can do hard things dot today.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Excited for your book coming out on May 1st. We have it on our calendar, and we'll be watching and sharing and posting. And listeners, I want you to just take a few minutes for you. I thank you for joining today. And I had this thought recently, a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking at time and adding up all the hours every day that I do to support others. So outside of work and the things I do, like the hours I do every day to support. And then I looked at the amount of time I was giving to support me. And I was shocked at the difference in the numbers. And I realized, wow, I'm not even consistently giving myself a fraction of the time to support me as I do to pour into all these other things. And so it created a shift. I started to carve out 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, just to be, to pour into, to take a short walk, to breathe. And I found my energy went up. I became more filled, and all the other things still got done that needed to get done. So I want to encourage you to take a look at that and really see how can you support you, fill yourself up, your cup up, so you can continue to do the things that matter to you, that you continue to support, lean into the resources and tips and tools that have been shared. And I celebrate that you joined us, that you invested this time into you to allow us to pour into you, because you are a gift, absolutely needed in a world for such a time as this. And that reminder to never, never, never give up, that you can do hard things, and that wherever you go, whatever you do, choose to bloom where you're planted and shine. Have an amazing week, everyone, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for joining us this week for Empowering Women, Transforming Lives. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Rebecca Hall Greider,
next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel, with a replay on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Have a beautiful week, and may you always bloom where you're planted and shine.